Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. To continue in English, press 1. To continue in English, press 1. If you are an applicant or authorized representative, please press 1. If you need to send application information to us, you can fax it to 1. If you are calling to start a new application, press 1. If you're calling to please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Thank you for calling Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Latifah. I do need to obtain personal information. We do not share information without written or verbal permission. Are you the applicant or calling on behalf of someone else?
Hi, Latifah. My name is Shira. I'm calling from Family First Care LLC. I have on the line with me right now Betty Cobb. She's looking to check the status of her case and, if need be, schedule an assessment. That's the reason why we're calling today.
And her name is Betty, B-E-T-T-Y?
Correct. She's on the line with us right now.
And Betty, what's your last name?
Cobb, C-O-B-B.
And your date of birth, please?
5-6-1962.
And your address?
2020 Liz Ave, apartment 402 in Philadelphia, PA, 19121.
You're no longer on Barclay Street, correct?
Exactly, no.
All right, give me one moment. And the young lady on the line with Betty, what's your name again?
Shira.
Can I add Shira as an authorized individual to help you out with this process, Ms. Betty?
Yes.
Thank you. Give me one moment. Betty, do you have a middle initial?
A.
Thank you. Give me one moment, lady. Shira, spell your name for me, please.
It's S-H-I-R-A.
Last name?
W-O-R-C-H.
W-O-R-C-H?
Correct.
And your title and the company name you're with?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that, ma'am?
What is your title and the name of the company you are with?
Enrollment Broker, Family First Care LLC.
And their address for Family First?
Just bear with me while I pull that up. I don't know it by heart.
All right.
It's going to be... Let me see, which one are they using? Is there something else I can give you for verification? I'm trying to find the new address.
I'm adding you as an authorized individual. I also need your phone number, but I can wait for you to get the address. What is your phone number?
The address is 1 Winding Drive, Suite 205, Philadelphia, PA, 19131.
Give me one moment. And your phone number?
It's 84, it's here. It is 267-551-7419. One second, please.
Kira?
I think her other line was ringing.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Shira, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How can I help you now?
I have your name is Shira Wirsch. You are an enrollment broker, Family First LLC, 1 Winding Drive, Suite 205, Philadelphia, 19131. Phone number 267-551-7419.
Yeah.
Is all of that correct?
Yeah.
You are being added as information only on to Betty's case. Give me one moment, ladies. Oh, come on, computer. Bear with me, ladies. Computer decided to freeze. Come on, please.
Yes. Okay.
All right, there we go. Shira, you have been added, as I said, information only onto Betty's case.
Is what?
Give me one moment, ladies. Let me see what's going on with her application.
Okay, but this is
You wanted your Social Security award letter?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's the one you get. That's the most recent one.
Okay, you got the Hello?
Yeah.
All right, Ms. Betty, are you still online?
Yes.
The application has been maximum approved. That means we're waiting on financial approval. That means that the county assistance office should have sent you a letter requesting financial documents. They normally ask for bank statements, life insurance, things of that sort. Have you sent that information to the county assistance office as of yet, Ms. Betty?
No, I did not.
Can I give you ladies their contact information so you can submit your financials to them as they make the final and financial decision whether or not you are approved or denied to get help? Let me know when you're ready, ma'am. I'll give you their contact information.
No, thank you. No, thank you. Well, what I think, I have the information, so I appreciate it, though, but can you give us the exact, if you can see what you need to submit?
I'll see if they have that uploaded. Give me one moment, please.
Yes.
Hey, go ahead.
Okay.
You gotta leave now? Because I'm gonna check your thing on the door.
Okay, no, I'll wait.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And when you writing a maintenance stuff, what you do? When you send it in a call?
Did you call the office?
All right. No, I do not see it. Okay. Ladies,
we're here. I'm listening to you.
Okay, they have not sent out a letter as of yet. They do normally ask for bank statement, life insurance, things of that sort. If she has it, send it. If she don't, write them a letter explaining she don't have it for whatever reason. Now, we do support all applicants with any complaint or grievance you guys may have throughout an application process. She might receive a satisfaction survey call. Her exact amount of hours are determined by her service coordinator after her enrollment is completed. All applications can take 90 days to